Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio. Your host, Wayne Benitez, joined by co-host Tommy Two Chips.
Hi, hello.
Hello, wrestling
fans. Yes, we got a big treat for you, ladies and gentlemen. We have... She's the daughter of WWE Hall of Famer Roddy Piper and the newest signee of WOW Wrestling. Give it up for Till Piper.
Woohoo! Hi, guys. How are you?
I'm good.
We good. Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Yes.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you definitely.
Great.
Yes, congratulations on being a part of WOW Wrestling.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a very busy few months, but very exciting how fast it's all been coming together. And WOW Wrestling, I mean, I was so excited to announce that. So I'm very, very thrilled for our up-and-coming season and to be a part of them.
Yes, definitely amazing company with Jenny Buss of the Lakers basically running it real good with David McClain also. The legendary David McClain of GLOW.
Yeah, he's awesome, and I heard down the windpipe that maybe Jeannie Buss will be making an appearance on WOW this season. I'm not sure, but I'm definitely tuning in myself to find out because I don't even know.
Awesome. Yes, what is like growing up in a household of a father of that was WWE Hall of Famer?
Oh, I mean, I don't even know where to begin with that. It's, you know, to me, he was just dad. But he, I always say we had a different childhood than, say, the Hogans did with their dad being, you know, celebrated. Our dad was a heel, and he was very concerned about keeping wrestling separated from us for a long time until we got older, just out of fear of how the fans would react towards him. So it was a little bit different than, say, some of the other wrestlers. But, I mean, he was the best dad you can imagine. We had a blast growing up. Like, he was just one of those really fun people to be around.
Yes, definitely amazing, basically. The greatest heel of the 80s, basically one of the best heels, basically, and he was loved. He was loved also when he came back from movies. He was the fans loved him to death, basically, and it was so breathtaking every time when he had wrestled Bad News Brown or Bret Hart, also gave him one of his best matches also.
Oh, yeah. You know, my dad used to say that one of his favorite matches was with Bret Hart. He really enjoyed that match, and obviously he was very close to the Hart family, and he said it was a very good technical match, and he really enjoyed it on that level.
Awesome, yes. And we definitely love his feuds with Hulk Hogan. He had one of the best feuds of Hulk Hogan of all time, heel or face, and it was amazing. From WWF to WCW, Piper put on amazing feud with Hogan.
Yeah, he absolutely did. I mean, I feel their feud was a big, big launch for WWF at the time. I feel like, you know, he was one of the core people that made wrestling what it is today, and that feud was a big part of it. It's, you know, I always look at those as the golden age of wrestling, you know?
Right.
Well, I have two questions for you.
Yes.
I know you mentioned that it was different growing up, you know, with your, you know, dad who was a wrestler. But did you ever have any, you know, get in any fights when somebody called wrestling the F word, FAKE? Because as wrestling fans, as Wayne and I, like hardcore wrestling fans, when fans used to come to us and say wrestling FAKE, we used to get really upset. So did you have any encounters like that with kids?
I'm sorry, it was a little. Say the question again.
Okay. I hear stories how Bret Hart was growing up, and, you know, sometimes he would get into fights with kids who call wrestling fake, say it's not real.
Oh.
Did you ever?
Well, if you're asking if my dad ever got into a fight with children, absolutely. He would just wait for them to get off the school bus and attack. No. As far as. You know, he used to tell us when we were little and people would harass us that wrestling was only fake when my dad loses. And I still believe that. It's only fake when a Piper loses. But, you know, we all know there's a lot of wrestling that is powerful entertainment. But especially back in those days, I mean, if you look at the origins of wrestling and how it became pro wrestling today, I mean, those guys had to know how to fight because you had to be able to maintain that title inside the ring and in every tiny hometown you go to. And so it really did come from a true origin of fighting. Now, not necessarily everybody today keeps up on that or not, but I think that a lot of the big talent in this world would probably surprise you. And I also feel like a lot of people that say it's fake are also the same people that are too big of wusses to get in the ring with you. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
Talking an awful lot from the stands is all I'm saying. If you got in the ring, you know, it doesn't feel fake when you're falling 10 feet.
Right. And what would you like to accomplish in your wrestling career? I know it's in the early stages, but what would you like to accomplish? Would you see yourself doing like a Charlotte Flair thing? Like Charlotte Flair she's in her father's shadows, and again, she's not. She's kind of like in between. Are you going to be like her? Like, are you going to be like her, or you just want to do your own thing?
Well, first of all, I think Charlotte Flair did a brilliant job with her career from A to Z, and you know, I think she's definitely a great model for all legacy kids to look at as far as having a successful career. That being said, you know, there's never going to be another Rowdy Piper. There just isn't. And to tell you, like, I'm going to be able to fill his shoes would be a lie. I'm looking to make my own footprints in this industry. And while I have nods to him, I'll definitely have my own persona and my own character. And I think you'll see a lot of different things than Roddy Piper would bring to the ring. And, you know, I hope to make my own mark. And as far as my goals in the industry go, I really just want to see how I stand up against some of the other really talented people out there. I want to get on the mic. I want to stir things up. And, you know, I kind of want to nostalgically relive some of what my dad went through when he was my age, as sort of a way to reconnect with him. You know, if I win a championship belt on the way, all the better. But I mostly want to see how I stand up against everybody else.
Awesome. And what was like when Ronda Rousey paid tribute to Rowdy Piper when she put on the kilt for her UFC fight?
Well, when she put on the kilt for WrestleMania, you mean? For WWE?
When she was... I would say for both,
there
she did both.
There was her wearing the kilt in MMA, but maybe I'm mistaken.
Right, but I think she did a photo take, a picture of her wearing tribute to Hot Rod and also wrestling also.
Mm-hmm.
She also put on the leather jacket and the in his,
yeah.
his kilt
so
also.
Yeah, so I knew she was using the Rowdy name for MMA. I was there when she asked, called my dad and asked if she could use Rowdy in front of her name, and it was really cool. They both trained under Dudo Jean LaBelle, so it was sort of a in the fighting family thing. And obviously, he had passed by the time she wore the jacket and the kilt and the shirt and everything in the wrestling ring, which is a different ball game than the MMA ring. And you know, of course I felt a ton of different emotions. I mean, it's exciting to see the Rowdy name, and it's very exciting to see it as a main event for the first time with females. And, you know, there's all of that. And I just thought it was really cool of her to want to pay tribute to my dad in that way. I think she's a phenomenal talent in MMA. And I think it's just really neat that when she came over to wrestling, she felt the need to honor his legacy that way. Yeah. That's pretty much, I'm not going to be doing the same gimmick. For me, I want to do something else, but I think it was really cool that she wanted to pay homage to him that way.
Yes. Oh, definitely. A lot of, that was very good, homage to him. And, can you tell me about your upcoming, participant in the Casino, Royal?
Yeah, well, so I kind of, you know, I once I decided to go into wrestling, I jumped all in, and here I am getting ready for a debut here this Saturday. I'm very excited. There's phenomenal talent in the ring there. Those girls are no joke, though, so I think my strategy here is probably going to be to cheat or something because, you know, they have a few years on me, so that is my plan. But, you know, I've been working very hard, and I'm really, really excited to finally get to be in the ring in a stadium and, you know, show everybody my love for the sport.
All right. Definitely love the commercial, definitely, with you and Jake the Snake Roberts also picking the card also.
I watched that like eight times. Well, that's a pay the piper.
Thank you. Yeah, it was pretty fun. I felt like I couldn't, you know, announce to the world that I was getting into wrestling without giving a bit of a nod to Dad there. I think you're seeing a lot of the character I'm going to be bringing. You know, there's definitely there's happy, fun, joking Teal, and then there's the darker side, and I think that they'll both probably be reflected in the work I'm doing. So.
I mean, I'm definitely going to be watching the AEW All Out this coming Saturday. And I mean, you already from watching the segment of you and Jake the Snake Roberts, you know, from AEW, I'm getting more excited for it because I cannot – it was just so perfect how it was done, how you came across. You gave me a adrenaline rush. I'm like, oh, my God, this chick is going to be bad. I cannot wait to watch it.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I have other promos ready to go for them, and I'm excited. You know, like I said, like whether I'll come out with that belt or not, I don't know, but I'll definitely mess up something for somebody, and that'll make me happy. I just want to get in there and have some fun and get into some wrestling and cause a little chaos. That's my goal.
Right.
And definitely, you might have to end up using a coconut, basically.
Oh my gosh, wouldn't that be something?
Right.
I'll save
right,
that. I'll save that for when I really need it.
Right, and Tamina Snooker right there is a definitely a perfect one right there to do it with.
You know, I always say that that's one of my favorite promos Dad did, or with the Jimmy Snuka and the coconut, because it reminds me so much of the dad I grew up with. Like, that was, you know, except for the hitting in the head. He didn't ever beat me with a coconut, but like that whole sense of humor and his energy going into that, it just made me think he's making a smoothie in the morning or something. So I always love to see those elements come out in his work. It makes me nostalgic.
Right. Definitely, you and Rowdy definitely also are good actors and actresses also in the movies also.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know, I always say, regardless of my dad being in They Live, I've always been a sci-fi fan, so I loved that movie, and you know, we grew up watching a lot of sci-fi movies and stuff like that together. So I think that we kind of shared a huge passion for acting and movies, but especially like that genre in specific, we would always talk about and have fun with. And it's a big inspiration as to why I ended up getting into movies in the first place, was just looking up to him. So now that I feel like I'm bringing a lot of that part of me into wrestling and into the rings. I hope it's a bit of a fresh perspective than maybe some of the other girls and what they're bringing in.
Yes.
What term do you prefer? Do you prefer the term sports entertainment or pro wrestling, or it doesn't matter to you? Which one do you prefer?
Pro wrestling. That's what I'm doing.
Yes.
I mean, honestly, like, I'm not, like, super picky, but I don't tell anybody I'm a – what was the first one you said? Sports entertainment?
Yes.
To me, that just sounds like I'm a talk show host for ESPN. That's not – I mean, you definitely don't get hurt as much doing that. To me, it's pro wrestling. You know, you can call it whatever you want. You can package it however you want, but you're getting in the ring and you're wrestling. What it is.
Yes, definitely. Pro wrestling.
And, pro wrestling, for sure.
Right. And any memories of watching your brother on Nitro with your dad and in the ring with Hogan and Bischoff? Have you ever seen that?
Yeah. I watched it live. Because I wanted to see my little brother, so my mom let us watch it. We normally weren't allowed to watch at that age because we had a hard time differentiating, you know, what was happening, and it was just very emotional for us as kids to see your dad in a ring getting hit, you know. But we watched that one, and you know, I still like to watch it because he's so cute in his little suit. But his ego, let me tell you, the rest of our childhood, he would tell me how he had more money than me because he got paid for that. And it was in a bank account somewhere for when he was 18. And he would hold it over our heads forever. He's like, you know, I'm basically rich, right? He got a payday. When you're that age, it's like, you know, it might as well have been $1 billion. Like, wow, you can buy so many G.I. Joes. So that's what that became in for our childhood. But we like to laugh about it now. I think it doubled in interest over time too. So when he finally was able to get the money out, it was like, nice. But yeah, I always mostly just think of my brother's ego inflating in that moment, but he was so cute.
Right. And I still remember that as a kid, as a teenager watching that clip right there. And it was like amazing, like going to school the next day, and students was talking about it basically. that Hogan got punked out by Piper.
Yeah, and I thought that was psychologically a really cool match. you know, from an industry standpoint, because it's the first time you ever, you know, it's the first time Roddy Piper ever addresses Hogan as Terry, you know, and I think that the fans really were drawn into that storyline, and I think it was just like a really, it's something that rang as true and raw, and it was. I mean, if you, anybody who knew my dad knew he was very protective of the family and his children, and so it really was something that rang true, I think, to the audience, because it felt true, you know, and I'm sure my little brother, which he'll openly admit, was just terrified as it was going down because he was so little. But I, of course, I hear when he got backstage, Hogan was super nice and asked him if he wanted a soda or anything and went and got him a drink so that he wasn't like all intimidated.
All right. Wow.
While you were growing up, did you do any other sports while you were growing up?
Oh, I did the most like country sports possible. I did like dressage and hunter hack, and I rode horses western. I did like that kind of stuff. I more was into the music theme in like school. I did some dance. I did martial arts. I varied in martial arts. Like I never stuck around long enough to have a black belt, but I would like dabble for a couple years in just about everything. I think that's all the sports I did growing up. I think everything else was more hobbies.
Right now in wrestling, who do you like? Which female wrestlers, you could pick any company.
Me.
Like, so like, Becky Lynch is really big right now. I mean, she's been big for a while. I mean, she came, the fans wanted her, and she's been big ever since.
I love Becky Lynch. Personally, I'm a fan of Becky Lynch. I think she's awesome. I dig everything she does. I would love to work with her someday. I think she's doing a lot for women in the industry, and I hope she keeps on at it. I love Becky Lynch. And, you know, and then also at WOW Women of Wrestling, there's a lot of good talent there on the smaller scale that I'm, like, really enjoying working with, like Steffi Slays, Faith Alinus. I mean, those are girls with like a lot of raw talent, and they're happy staying at WOW. I mean, it has a factor that people really love to work with them and for them as women. And so, you know, there's a lot of people there that I'm very excited to have matches with, or not so excited, like the Beast. might be terrifying. Mm-hmm. We'll see. I'll just have to come up with some clever way around it. You know, so I'm very excited for the pool of talent they have there. I mean, I think they have some of the best female talent out there right now. And same with AEW. There's no shortage of it in the ring that I'm going to be looking at this Saturday. So it's exciting, but also I'm very aware of how much talent is going to be in that ring.
Yes. Definitely Tessa Blanchard is definitely a good talent to work with one day to wrestle.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. I shot a quick commercial with her for Access and WOW, and you know, I wouldn't be surprised if we end up having a match at some point. I kind of, being a Piper, just kind of walked in and started petting her head. She's so short. I don't know. I felt the need to pet her, and I was surprised she didn't hit me in that moment, but I'm sure she's harboring ill feelings at this point.
Yeah, definitely amazing roster of women a while also, definitely.
Oh, fantastic. I mean, yeah, it's a really, you know, as much as Becky Lynch and Ronda and all these people are bringing women to the forefront of WWE right now, and AEW is doing the same thing, and it's really an exciting time. And a big reason as to why I got into wrestling at this point in my life was because of the respect and the clout that women in wrestling are getting. But the more I looked into it and started training and everything, I realized WOW had been doing that for years. They were really ahead of the ball and really pushing the agenda, and all the women there get equal pay. You know, it's not like some of the other companies where the men are making twice as much, even if the women are drawing in more viewers and things like that. So it's really exciting to be a part of their company, because I feel like they've just done such, so much of the legwork for women in the industry. And it's the only show in the world, or in, it's the only show on TV right now that is all women and only women wrestling. So they have something very unique to offer the audiences, which I think people are really liking right now.
Right. A high demand of women's wrestling everywhere in this country and other countries, and also other countries also.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. It's a good time to be a girl getting into wrestling right now, and I very much appreciate everything, you know, the fabulous Moolah and Selena Majors and Trina and all the women that were at much less convenient times to be females in wrestling. I very much appreciate everything they paved for us.
Yes.
And this is how you know women wrestling is in demand. AEW's last pay-per-view, Double or Nothing, they had a six-woman tag match on a woman from Japan. Mm-hmm. There was no storylines involved. Nobody knew, most people didn't know, you know, who the wrestlers were. But they wrestled their butt off. They got a standing ovation after the match. And that was like, oh, man. That was I even stood up and cheered. It was a great match. When you have women that you never heard of come into America and do a match like that, get a standing ovation, that's how you know women wrestling then. That's one of the ways you can tell. Because that match was incredible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I hope that I get that kind of response when I have my first one-on-one match. That would be awesome. I've really noticed the audience responding. In fact, one of the reasons I wanted to sign with WOW once I started watching their first season and training with them is I could see the little girls in their audience just astounded at what these women were doing, and they represented them in such a positive light, and I just wanted to be that for the next generation. You know, I wanted to be part of that movement. So it's just awesome. I mean, women in wrestling are not accessories anymore. They are full-on athletes, and they are kicking ass.
Right. They're not divas anymore.
No. No, they are pretty legit. I mean, it's just very exciting, you know? It's a great time, mm-hmm. and it's a huge motivational factor as to why I decided at this point in my life to get in it. I don't want to cut you guys off, but I do have to hop on another call here soon. I just want to make sure I'm getting all the important questions in.
Yes, we definitely covered everything, definitely.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank
yes,
you.
You can come back.
You guys having me on.
You're welcome. You can come back anytime to the show, Till, anytime.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Have a great one, and you know, I hope you enjoy. Oh. If you're watching AEW this weekend, I hope you enjoy my match.
Oh, I will. I'm definitely gonna be watching. I got no plans but to watch.
Definitely.
No plans.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Awesome.
All right. Have a good one.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Till Piper, the daughter of WWE Hall of Famer Roddy Piper, the newest signee of WOW Wrestling, and check out AEW All Out pay-per-view this Saturday to see her wrestle in the Casino Royale, Women's Royale. And don't forget, definitely, it's right up on blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingIt Factor Radio for this recent archive show. Also, at Facebook fan page at Wrestling It Factor Radio /It Factor Entertainment Radio. Also, you can check out also at Stetcher.com. This is Wayne Benitez and Tommy Tuchek signing off. Later.